Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Surviving the Shift, a show where spirituality meets practicality, with your host, Michelle Arbeau.
Welcome, everyone, to Surviving the Shift with Michelle Arbeau. However, you may have noticed that I am not Michelle Arbeau. I am hosting the show for her today. She's on vacation, a well-deserved vacation. Let's give her a hand for being gutsy enough and daring enough to give herself the rest that we all need and calling it so well, to know that she would need some folks to fill in, do her show for her while she was taking vacation. My name is Sarah Wiseman, and I am an author, an intuitive, and spiritual teacher. I'm the author of several books. My most recent book is Becoming Your Best Self, The Guide to Clarity, Inspiration, and Joy. And then I've got a couple others. And I've also got some music with my band, Martyrs of Sound, and I do some stuff with Daily Om. And I have a radio show on Fridays, Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, and you can find all this stuff about me. The advertisement is over. I'm going to let you guys find me. I'm at sarahwiseman.com. I'm at sarahwiseman.com. So what we're going to be talking about today, hopefully we're going to have some callers, and feel free to call in if you are so desiring, but we're going to talk about what is spiritual awakening. Now, this show, Surviving the Shift, is a practical way of looking at spirituality. And Michelle's been talking about, you know, how we move through the absolutely massive changes that we've been going through, not just this past year as we move to the end of 2012, but the last 4 years. And even to my mind, as I look back, we've been going through this type of shifting almost since the end of World War II. So what we've come to is a place in which the world has been shifting and moving and growing. And this is very similar to the kind of place you get to when you're a teenager, when you're a teenager who's going through a growth spurt. If anybody out there has teens at home or knows a teen, sometime you can just actually grow, you know, 6 inches in a summer, and it's no big deal. And that's kind of what's happening to the world right now. However, we're not growing physically. Well, some of us are as we move through life, but the Earth, you know, it's a contained planet. It's a contained physical universe. The Earth is not able to grow physically, and yet these changes are happening, these rumblings and this movement and all of this kind of stuff. Where the big changes are, of course, are in spirituality, in our consciousness, in our evolution as human beings. So what 2012 is about, to my mind, not everybody agrees, but this is what my guidance says, that the information that I've received as I receive the spiritual teachings, is that this time frame is all about enlightenment beginning in the individual. And what, of course, this means is spiritual awakening. And the thing that I want to talk to you guys about is what does spiritual awakening look like? What are some of the defining characteristics? How do you know you're in it? Now, say you have the chicken pox, right? You're gonna know because you're going to have little red dots all over your body. Well, spiritual awakening has some very similar tenets or passages or types of things that happen to you. We are going to take callers. I think we've got some callers waiting now. So just hang on there, callers. We'll be there too in a minute. But I wanted to just talk a little bit about some of the ways that spiritual awakening comes to us. one of the key things that I have found is that spiritual awakening and intuitive awakening are one and the same path, so that if you head down the path of spirituality long enough, if you practice meditation, if you practice prayer, if you see yourself as a spiritual being in the world and you are continually working on the opening of your heart and the opening of your own self as a human being in the fullest compassionate way that you can exist on this earth, then you will, as a matter of course, become intuitive. Your consciousness will have been expanded to the point where you become intuitive. That's because spirituality and intuition are the same thing. They're sort of like east or west on the side of the main street. You know, it doesn't matter which side of the street you're on. You're always on Main Street. On the other direction, if you follow your intuitive path long enough, if you study and take classes and take workshops and go into the trance state that is involved in doing the intuitive arts, you will also raise your consciousness to a place where spirituality is going to be consciousness and awakening is going to be the absolute thing that happens to you. They are one and the same. This is what I teach. I sometimes call it spiritual psychic or spiritual intuition or opening of consciousness, but opening of consciousness always leads to intuitive abilities. Intuitive art study always leads to conscious awakening. So we're going to hold that thought. I want to talk to, I think we've got a caller on the line. Tim, are you there now? Are you available?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hi, Tim. How are you? Well, so Tim comes to us from Chicago, and you've been in Chicago a while. And so, Tim, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, do you have a question for the show? Or I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your experience with intuition, because we've talked before.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So I just, in talking about this idea that intuition leads you to spiritual opening and vice versa, what kind of stuff, so just to backtrack a little bit, you guys, Tim's a really great psychic. We worked together in doing some special skills for him. And so he's had a lot of very interesting experiences in the other realms, working with different guides and so forth. Tim, what would you say, how would you relate those two, or what comes to your mind when you think about this idea?
I completely agree with that thought, that they're both one and the same. Because whether I was looking for it or not, it happened.
yes.
Although I was more on a spiritual path, and things opened up for me about 6 years ago. However, when I was a child, there were opportunities for things to open up, but I resisted because I was very afraid, and my upbringing really rejected mm-hmm. any type of exploration of intuitive work.
Mm-hmm. So you sort of had to work through some of your earlier wounds as a kid in order to maybe get to a place of even being able to relax enough to go into a place of the vibration you needed to do intuitive work. Would that be right?
Absolutely. And the major wound was fear.
Mm-hmm.
I was so afraid, being raised very religious, that if I were to delve into this, this was the devil's work, and that I would be attracting devil-like energy. Unguided, you can run into some problems, but once I overcame some of those fears, things just opened up naturally.
Yeah, and so, I mean, what I immediately come to the idea is when you shone that divine light in, or the higher vibration light, all of that fear stuff just dissolved, and so the intuitive path was clearly available to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you find now in your intuitive life, it seems to me for you working together that your whole life has become The moment you stepped into this, your manifesting abilities in terms of how to create your life have just exploded. It's like, what do you want to do, Tim? Okay, I'd like to do this. Okay, here you go. And now what would you like to do? And it seems like that's just moved along.
Absolutely. Once you get a taste of intuition and you get what a lot of people call a hit, you start trusting it. And you stop doubting. And then you just start following. Whatever feels right, wherever you're guided, and doors just open. Sometimes it's real gradual. Sometimes it's like an explosion and you're feeling launched from a cannon. Either way, if it feels good, you just follow it.
Yeah, you know, I just want to read. So one of the markers of spiritual awakening, and when you're saying this, Tim, I have absolute chills all down my back and shoulders, just like, yeah, high vibration. So this is from my first book. One of the signs of spiritual awakening is you go into this bliss state. And I'm just going to read a couple of these because it's pretty contagious. It's like the 15 signs of bliss. And these actually came to me. I need to give credit from my partner, Dr. Steve Koch, who's a great healer and Kundalini energy guy. Anyway, your jaws are relaxed. You can easily smile. You may have trouble not smiling. You laugh freely. In fact, you may find yourself laughing without any reason. It's easy to close your eyes, yet you are not sleepy. Your body may tingle or vibrate, especially down your spine, neck, or head. You have a feeling of expansiveness in the chest. You have a feeling of lightness or floating. There is no sensation of heaviness. You feel deeply relaxed, yet highly alert. Your heart feels at peace. You feel safe in the environment you are in. You feel expanded in your connection to the world. This is an interesting one. You feel a rush that is not an adrenaline rush, but a euphoric rush. You don't feel physical pain. You feel a sense of divine grace. You experience a state of altered consciousness. You may experience a state of suspended or contracted time. You understand the illusion of time. So this is what happens. You know, when you're moving in this high vibration, you can get to it from intuition. You can get to it from spirituality. And my sense is this is what's happening to not everyone, but to lots and lots of us as we move towards 2012. Anyway, Tim, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. And I look forward to talking with you another time. Thank you. Thanks. So when we talk about this bliss state, that's one of the early markers. You start to sort of have these moments of bliss as you approach high vibration, And sometimes you work to have them. You might spend, you know, lots of time going to yoga or running or being in nature or all the things that bring these bliss states. Or sometimes, and here's where it gets interesting, and here's what in my client basis people call me in, these things just start happening. Bliss states starts happening. You may have the idea of energies where you never saw energies before. You may have all of the, you know, psychic hearing, psychic seeing, psychic knowings, all of the way... contact with the departed, contact with guides, energy healing, all of the many ways in which we experience a deeper connection of consciousness, deeper connection to the divine, all begin to become sort of noticeable to you in your daily life. Now, at first, in first stage of spiritual awakening, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be happy. Often, spiritual awakening requires of us a deep, what they call an AA, a bottoming out, or a going to the pit of despair, or everything falls apart. And of course, that's what we saw, you know, last couple of years in U.S. society. We had a little bit of bottoming out going on as a culture and as a people. You know, when you think of everything as a universe of energy. The universe is a universe of energy, but also like a country is a universe of energy, and all of the people in a country are a universe, and you are a smaller universe within that subset. So for our particular universe of our country, U.S. is where I'm talking about. I know, Michelle, there's also a Canadian connection, but I'm talking U.S. situation here. That particular universe of energy did some bottoming out last 2 years ago. And sometimes it takes this bottoming out in order to kind of surrender down to the idea that there's got to be another way, that there's got to be a different aspect in a different direction in which you can go. My own experience, my own awakening happened from a near-death experience in which I guess a lot of people talk about the white tunnel. That's not what I saw. I was in an airplane, and I actually saw God in the cargo, in the cabin of the plane. That was in 2000. And then very lots of processing. 2004, began to receive spiritual teachings and meditation. 2008, got my first huge download of spiritual teachings, which are part of my book, my first book. And so spiritual waking, boom, it's the firework, it's the bliss explosion, it's the bottoming out followed by the euphoric moment. And then we're sort of left with this sort of act after the ecstasy, the laundry. I think that's Jack Kornfield's title of his book. You know, after this, boom, yes, we're awakened to the universe. Then what happens? And then that's where we have this. So first process may or may not be this bottoming out. Lots of people, it has to happen that way. We're too stubborn to allow it any other way. We've got to be taken down on the mat and, you know, put somebody's stinky fist in our face before we'll agree to surrender to divine consciousness. Others of us, the more mellow types, float gently into conscious awakening. Good for you. I'm more the stubborn type. Had to be taken down. The bottoming out or whatever it is that you need. And then, boom, the explosion, the bliss state, the aspects of psychic ability that seem to pop out of nowhere, the coincidences, the synchronicities, boom, 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 all start coming into your world. And you have an immediate awareness that happens for you. And then after that, there's this process of integration of like, okay, I've had an awakening, and now what? And this is where it gets a little tricky, this process of integrating until you pass through to the next level of understanding. We've got a caller on hold. I think Carla is there. Carla, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling into the show. Carla's calling from Portland, and you called at perfect timing because you're a person that's had spiritual awakening, and you're kind of in this integration stage of, okay, I had the ecstasy, and now I am definitely doing the laundry. And I wondered, I thought the show was longer, so we don't have a whole lot of time, but just what comes to your head when I say this, like the laundry?
Well, I think that I heard the part about the bliss and, you know, what's going on. And that's been, I don't know that I've had the same sort of experiences as a lot of people with, I know you read the list of things and I was thinking, I have maybe a few of those, but it is, I think, just more of, coming to understand that it is going to be different for yourself and not to have any expectations as far as that part. As far as the integration, it is, I suppose, how are you, now what? Now what do I do?
Yeah.
You know, I still am going through and I still have to live my life and I still have to go out and do my daily daily things, and still hope that I'm going to continue to move through this process. So it is sort of like the merging of worlds, I suppose, in a way.
Yeah, it feels like it's spiritual awakening is everyone like wants it, and yet when you get to being right in the eye of the tornado, or is it the eye of the hurricane or eye of the tornado? like wherever, and I feel like, you know, you are right in the midst of this really active awakening, and then it's a little bit of an overwhelm because there's not a clear, there's not a booklet that you can go, well, maybe, you know, maybe there are booklets, but I don't really know of them, but there's not a very clear delineated path of like, okay, and here's where you turn left, and here's where you turn right, and, you know, in 20 minutes right. you'll have this. It's like all this mystery. It's a speculation.
I wish,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, you don't. And I think that's a big part of it is, you know, trying to find your way into it, trying to find your way through it, and then trying to find where you go from there. And probably the hardest part is maybe not getting caught up in the expectation of what should be happening. I know for me, that's sort of been a challenge is not having expectations of I should be feeling this, I should be going through this, why is this still going on? Okay, I had the bliss, why am I now in pain again? What's going on? It's back, and, you know, and just kind of getting to that place of ease. And I think for myself, that's sort of where I'm going right now is I'm kind of experiencing, you know, maybe it's been unsettling, but I'm starting to get a sense of the ease of it. And mm-hmm. so I'm taking that as my bliss. And then just kind of
yes.
going with it and I guess accepting that there is no clear path, there is no booklet, and it's okay just the way it is.
Yeah, it's like ease is sort of like bliss dialed down a bit or something. Well, Carla, that's perfect. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your calling in and sharing that with us. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think what Carla said about not having expectation is absolutely perfect. The integration process in which suddenly you become spiritual being. Suddenly, of course, you also become psychic being. And so suddenly all this information is coming into you as a psychic intuitive, as a spiritually awake person that you didn't have before. And of course, that's very exhilarating and thrilling. It's lovely to be at a higher level than you were, you know, last year. It's great to have this kind of soul growth. But it is true that when you evolve, it doesn't mean that everyone that you work with is going to be evolving, or everyone that you live near, you know, your neighbors and the people you interact with is going to be evolving at the same pace, or that your family members or that your relationships, you know, your love relationships or your primary relationships, they may not be moving along at the same speed. And as Carla said, it's like it's not a smooth, steady path. It's like, okay, a little bit forward. Oh, we're going to rest and take a moment and have a breather while we move to the next stage of enlightenment and so forth. So it's definitely a process. It's definitely a process. So even if you get these jolts of bliss, and you get these fireworks of psychic abilities and the divine connecting with you and signs and synchronicities that sort of are leading you on the path, regular life continues. And so this becomes, of course, the deeper integration. And this is what we're facing all of us globally, the integration of with the enlightenment is also the earth path, with us being divine beings and coming into this sense of ourselves, we are also very much still in Earth body. And so we make our way more slowly once we've broken through this consciousness barrier. We make our way more slowly and more tenderly and with more a deepening into understanding. And I find that the core of spiritual awakening, when you really get down to it, is not connecting with these guides and spirits and knowing psychic abilities and seeing the future. That's all great. That's all great. But the core of it in consciousness is felt through the human heart, and the human heart is the place in which we process everything. So Tim talked about healing from wounds in childhood and the very big opening of the heart that required for him to do, to open into an acceptance of himself as healed being. That's where the true enlightenment comes, an emotional opening, heart healing, big picture, soul growth, the surrendering down, the letting go, the letting things be, as Carla said, the not holding expectation, but sort of accepting what's there as it's there. And so we pare down to our true core selves. Spiritual awakening, we're woken up, the alarm goes off, and then we have this enormous stretch of consciousness in which we fine-tune and we tweak and we pare down and we let go and we take all that extra stuff that divine beings don't need, and we begin to live as earth beings in a more divine state. So this is the shift. This is the shift that we're going through. This is what, not just about 2012. I know 2012 is a big marker, but the shift started quite a while ago. The shift continues, and there is this sense of discomfort or overwhelm, of not being sure, of not having resources or not knowing how. And I invite you to just right now, just take a deep breath and realize, you know, this is what is. This is what is. Let's go into bliss state for a moment and enjoy it. We're all going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. If you'd like to know more about these types of teachings, check out my website, sarahwiseman.com. I've got a brand new book, Becoming Your Best Self, The Guide to Clarity, Inspiration, and Joy, that teaches you how to do spiritual intuition step by step. I've got a lot of audio courses and healing music. Again, it's all on my website at sarahwiseman.com. I want to thank everybody for listening to Surviving the Shift, Michelle Arbeau's show. She was on vacation today. And I want to thank you guys for the great opportunity to be on this show today, to be on this show, and to share with you some of what I'm thinking about and some of the things that are on my mind. I'm going to leave you with a little quote. The moment you open your window, there is a shift in your perception. This awareness is instantaneous. There is a sense of expansion, lightness on the skin, as you become aware of universal presence. With that, I will be signing off. Thanks for listening to Sarah Wiseman hosting Surviving the Shift with Michelle Arbeau. Thanks for listening.